testimony hall be inspired.
To verse 7. Can we read together, church? One to go. Now, in Shushan palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem for the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Our Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word and your will known unto us. Father, because a lot of people under the sound of my voice, sons and daughters, that you have raised are done with this level of greatness on their lives. And there is a cry in the spirit, by the decree of the watchers. For the Bible says that if the sound of the trumpet be uncertain, who will prepare for the day of war? Who will prepare for war? Lord, today we ask that the sound of the trumpet be not uncertain. There will be precision, accuracy that will come with your word, that will position your people into the now, as you transit them into the next level of greatness. Let a lover of the Lord scream a better amen. On the way to your city, you shout, the greater has come. I don't know whether you are afraid of your neighbor as you're trying to take your seat in the presence of God. Can you thunder it like you lost your mind? Say, the greater has come. Third service. I want you to make me know that first service and second service people came here to play. Can you thunder with your own loud voice? Say, the greater has come. What if you woke up one morning and that morning happens to be Monday morning, and then as you open your text message, you get an SMS, or you see a WhatsApp message that reminds you that the greater has come? How will you scream? Can I have you thunder? The greater has come. The greater has come. The greater has come. Let your amen thunder louder. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And people of God, interesting as it may seem, the story of Mordecai and Esther is such that we do know. By way of introduction, let me remind every believer loved by God. Every believer has on a journey or in a journey with God. Let me remind you that the desire of God, anybody who preaches to you a gospel of stagnation is a witch. The desire of God, it might have been encapsulated in what Apostle Paul said. He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. And people of God, which in other words means that the desire of God for the greater to come is not just greater that satisfies our sensibilities, but greater that connects to our spirituality. Can I say it one more time? It doesn't form a full circle. It is not exactly the will of God if it only appeals to our sensibilities and doesn't ignite a fire in our spirituality. And so, people of God, in this season, there seems to be a mandate from the Lord to reemphasize, underline, and again to be written as a law that every believer must anticipate the greater in every sphere and every area of your life. Isn't it also so true that the Bible says that we all with unveiled faces are changed from glory to glory? So that is what God is saying. His desire is that each and every one of us will rise to this place. We have that we move from where we are to where we ought to be. And someone is saying, Pastor Terry, would you just tell me about Esther and Mordecai? Today, I'm not going to tell you the story the way you do know it. But I sat back by the Lord in a conversation with the Lord. And the Lord began to tell me, do you see something about Esther and Mordecai? And I said, Lord, how do I see if you do not tell me? And God said to me, Mordecai and Esther are systems. They are not just a people, or they are not just persons, but they are systems, they are structures, they are pathways that God has raised in order to usher someone in the service into their greater. Can I say one more time that they are pathways, they are processes, and the truth of the matter is that none of them is a mutually, let me say it this way, they are not mutually exclusive to one another. So I'm not going to talk about Mordecai in one direction and talk about Esther in one direction. Both of them are the systems we need. They are the structures we need in order to enter into our greater. That neighbor may not want to hear it right now, but get in their face like you're about to take their seat and take their territory, which they do not know about. Scream in their ear and say, the greater is coming. Say it again like you mean it. Say, the greater is coming. Say it again like you mean it. Say, the greater is coming. Now the media, we can do this together. I know you, and I know we can do this together. You're going to help me so that I can help God's people, so that we can get to our destination on time. In Esther chapter 2 verse 7, great, the Bible says, and he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Now, when the Bible says that Esther was fair and beautiful, does it seem like she had something that she can be reckoned for? Now, Esther was fair and beautiful. Does it look like she had something that she can be admired for? She has substance, am I correct? She has substance, am I correct? She has substance, streams of joy, Abuja. She has substance, streams of joy, Abuja. Now take me to Esther chapter 2 verse 19. I'm going somewhere. We're going to do this together. The devil is a bastard. The Bible says, please don't read the scripture like you already know it. Don't read the scripture like you already understand it. The Bible says, and when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the gate. The next verse, Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai like as when she was brought up with him. Yes. The next verse. In those days, while Mordecai sat at the king's gate. Now, this is important. Now, listen to this. Esther had the substance. Mordecai was at the gate. Let me say that again. Esther had the substance. Mordecai was at the gate. Hear me, let me put it down. There are a couple of people who got the stuff, but someone else is at the gate. Make no mistakes about it. The life you are living is the direct consequence of who controls the gate. I have seen men who got the stuff, but the wicked man will be at the gate. I have seen carriers, you know book, but you don't know who is at the gate. Your CV is great, but who is at the gate? You're saying, Lord, there's nothing wrong with me. I look in the mirror. I'm good to go. I think I'm a nice person. The question is, who is that? I am not treating the two of them differently. For every time destiny loads you with substance, rise at the knee. I'm going to tell you this. Only those are the gates that will determine how the doors of others will open. And I'm going to give you this example I've given somewhere before. And it's very simple. People of God, if the gate of where we are is locked, I'm aware that some of you came with some very bad cars. as nice as your car is, you're not going anywhere. I am aware that some of you are really high up there. As high up there as you are. At least until we find the key, we are not going anywhere. Or until you call your friend to help us break the gate, you are not going anywhere. People of God, when another person occupies your gate, he determines how far. He determines to what is. Let me say this now. Let me even break it further down. Shada, somebody please, before I continue, scream with a loud voice. Say, I arise and take over. You cannot be loaded the way you are, and some idiot will be at the gate, limiting and regulating. Removing and adding. Hear me, I feel like praying. Pastor, let me pray for you. Whosoever that is at the gate of your life, of your destiny, of your possession, that is not of the Lord, as your amen would order, we command them, shut my soul and get out of the gate. Take your seat. Shandele barababa. Le korabasa. Imagine for 1 second that you opened all your doors and then you went out and you have to seal a deal in 5 minutes and you went out and then you say, oh, let me rush out of my house and I need to seal this deal because this deal is going to bring me $1 billion gain. Pastor, did you say, did you mean a billion dollars gain? I just stepped out for 5 minutes. As soon as you stepped out, Musa, your gate man, decides to lock the gate and went out. The details of what you need to seal the deal is in your bedroom. Your bedroom is not even locked. For Musa has locked the gate. Let me tell you, you have a PhD. Musa did not go to school. But Musa has locked the gate. You don't even like Musa like that. How much is Musa's salary? Oh, he has the key. Musa, I will kill you. Until I show up, you will not enter. Musa, is it me? You don't know what I'm about to lose. Oh, God, take care of your gate. The reason why men with substance but not found at the gate. I am not here to walk the gates for you, but there are gates of responsibilities, there are gates of prayer, there are gates of consecration, there are gates of revelations. God wants you to rise, take your place at the gate. Somebody don't say right now, I arise, I take my place at the gate. I arise, I take my place at the gate. I take my place at the gate. Let your amen thunder 3 times. There are some of us, you are not the one at the gate. That is why things are happening the way they are happening. Right now I pray for you. Because you need to take over the gate of your father's house. You need to take over the gate of that career. You need to take over the gate of that business. Whatever it will take. If it will take prayer. If it will take revelation. Whatever it will take. At the sound of your amen. Let there be a supernatural energy to take over. Supernatural energy to take over. Take over the gate. 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 Can a man take over the gate of a city? A man called Samson lifted the gate of a city and put it on his shoulder. In other words, you can take the gate of a city if you want. And I feel like it's time to take the gate of the city you are living. The city must be opened unto you. Nobody can shut you out. Shakada, somebody help me rise on your feet wherever you are. The gate of my city. hear the word of the Lord. Open, 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 open. Release yourself aloud, amen. Take your seat. Don't forget, substance and the gate. Don't settle for the door when you can keep the gate. Don't settle it. Oh God, open door. Open the no sir. It's not just about the open door. It's about open gate. It's about who is at the gate. Because it's who is at the gate that controls the kind of door that is opened unto you. Please take me to Esther chapter 4 verse 14. Remember, I'm looking at systems that determine the greater. Systems that open up for the structures that open up for the greater. This is Uncle Mordecai talking. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Somebody shall say another place. While I was studying, the Spirit of God said to me, when you come here, there are people who feel like, if I walk away, there is nothing that can happen in your life. Can I pray? Can I pray for you? As your amen will thunder, favor is arising from another place. If God gave me this word, in 5 days, acceleration is coming from another place. The glory of God is arising from another place. The beauty of God is being shown from another place. Let your neighbor turn thy louder, amen. Take your seat. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? People of God, one Esther had access. Mordecai had push. And then remember, I'm talking about systems that guarantee you're greater. The problem is, old health unhealthy. There are accesses you are not pushful about. But Mordecai sums it here and says, girl, there is access. I know what your setbacks are. I know what you're worried about. But I want you to know that for every access, there must be a push. Let me say it again. The greater is coming. There has been an access somewhere around you. But your problem is that you're not pushing. You're not pushing. Pastor, do you mean it literally? Or do you mean it spiritually? I mean it both. I don't want to push. Let it not be that I am doing too much. Since you have been doing this. What came to you? Pastor, you know, I've got to pray with wisdom. Since you have been wisdom in the prayer, what is your result? Pastor, let me tell you, when you know your access, you pray all kinds of prayer. All kinds. The one you pray. People, I tell you, you do not understand. Apostle Moses, I tried to come to you again and again, but Satan hindered me. But Apostle Paul, did you say Satan hindered you? He said Satan can hinder Paul. Who are you? There are seasons when you come to and you tell yourself, you cannot hinder this destiny. I've come too far from where I have started. And that is why, if it will take some mad prayer, I will mad myself out of this position. If it will take fire, I'm gonna push because I have access. I'm gonna push because I have access. Somebody help me, shall say, I will push. So some people's story is a testament of having access, but they are not pushing. He's a testament of how, you know what? I'm just here. Let me not try it. Excuse me, Pastor. Is it okay? Must we pray all the time? Must we do this all the time? You are not pushing me. You are not pushing. As soon, now the scripture began by asking the question, can a nation be born in one day? Can a nation be born in one day? The Bible says, as soon as Zion travels. In other English, as soon as Zion moves, people, there's access. There's access. Like a woman who is in labor. A lot of us are already 10 centimeters gone. And I came to you today as your supernatural midwife. And I came to say, the baby must come today. You did not hear me. I said, the baby must come today. That's what I came to do. And I said this before, and I want to repeat it again. And you know what? Some of us get so much access, but you're not making use of it. You do not need American nurses. Your midwife should not be an American midwife. Because some of you who've given birth abroad, and you know how it is, labor is coming. The American midwife, he's the nicest person. It's okay, mom. You'll be all right, mom. Yeah, just try. You're going to be all right. Just mom, you're going to die. If you go to Kwakwelada General Hospital, and then you are in labor, madam, you don't want to push this baby. No, be people way small past you, where they open their leg, push this thing. Madam, I better push this baby. What did they worry you? You won't make the baby die. Some of you have so much access that what you need is that kind of midwife. Have you not heard that sometimes when you don't want to push your baby, slap? You have access, but you have refused to push. There's so much access that you're shatter. For in that day, the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Somebody say right now, whatsoever that I am carrying, whatsoever that I am carrying in the womb of my spirit, say right now, I push you out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Open your mouth. Shake it. Let go of it. Lock it. Let go of it. Jab it. Let go of it. Apart on it. Let it. Shake it. Rock it. Allah told you. Shake it. Cut it. Lock it. Let it. Jab it. Lock it. Arabalaba. Shake it. Amen. Shake it. Abalada. In the name of Jesus. Hear me as I hear the Lord. As your amen will thunder, I want to use your amen as a push. I want to use your amen as a push. As your amen will thunder, at the sound of your amen, may seven angels rightly positioned in your life, may seven angels rightly positioned in the place where you have been stagnated, as your amen will thunder, may they push you to your next season. May they push you to your next season. Enter right now. Enter right now. Enter right now. Enter. 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 Let your hammer thunder. Take your seat. For every access, push. You would have been greater than where you are, but the access came, and you wanted to act superior to the access. When the veil was torn, he says, come boldly, because there is access. Somebody told us, say, I will push. That didn't sound like it was you. Say, I will push. When I open both those scriptures and revelation jumps at me, I will push. When I remember the prophecy over my head, I will push. When discouragement tries to say, backtrack, I will push. When I seem not to find a compass for tomorrow, I will push. You come too far from where you started from. You are not here to give up on anyone. Nobody will take your space while you're still alive. Somebody shall say, I will push. I rather encounter difficulty while going forward. Not sure, Talaba. Oh, like those lepers. They say, if we stay here, we die. We can't even go back to where we come. The only option we have is to get in there. Somebody help me shout, say, I'm moving on. I wish you can scream it, let it, and all your neighbors say, I'm moving on. Remember, we're examining systems. Shalaba Kasala. Shala. The first thing I said, substance and gift. The second thing I said, access and push. And people of God, Esther chapter 2 verse 11. Esther chapter 2 verse 11. Kashadi Baraba. Esther chapter 2 verse 11. Shonabali Kasani. Barabarasana. Can I beg of you? Stand on your feet. I just heard the Lord say something to you. Get the anointing oil. Your own anointing oil. Put it upon your forehead. Shande Kosaga. Le Barababa Shonde Kasa. Herebelebekusha. Anoint your forehead. And I declare after me, say, Father, I receive the new revelations, new ideas you are pouring on me for my transition. Say, new revelations, new ideas. Say, I am breaking into new things. Say, I'm breaking into new things right now. Right now, say, my eyes are open. The scales are off my eyes. Say, I'm seeing what others cannot see. Say, new doors are opening unto me right now. Say, I receive divine insight, divine revelation. I just heard God say, I'm pouring revelation and insight. I'm pouring revelation and insight. What no man will know how to do, only you will know it. Uncommon ideas that will put you ahead of others is coming on you right now. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. I'm sorry. You gotta get used to me. Shandaba. Whenever the Lord interrupts me, I get interrupted. Shabani Karabakasa. Erebanabakoshanana. Randa Kasana. Shandabakasa. Hear me. The Bible says, and Mordecai walked every day. Somebody help me shout, say every day.
Every day.
Say it again like you mean it, say every day.
Every day.
Before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. This was Esther's preparation to be a queen. Esther was in the house of the women. Where, what's his name? Hagar. Where Hagar was taking care of them. That is where they entered those that did not walk and all that. So Hagar was taking care. This was where Esther was. And the Bible says, as Esther was in the process, daily Mordecai will be walking around. Will be walking around. You will be tempted to think he was just strolling around. You will be tempted to think that Mordecai was too jobless to have left his job at the gate and was just moving around. No, sir. Esther was in a process. Mordecai understood that wheresoever the soles of your feet shall tread upon, you will have for a possession. So Esther, while the process is on, I will be possessed. I will be possessed. I'm in a process. Esther is in a process. Mordecai is in a possession. Mordecai, stand there. There is a process for a promotion. Mordecai says, let me possess by some prophetic march. And he's walking around to see how Esther did. Remember, both of them were not disclosing who they were. And so it's a case of, let me walk around and see. It is not let me see and see. Did you hear what I just said? It is not let me see, but let me see. Did you see what I did? Not let me see, but let me see. I want to see her through God's eye. And one was never get involved in a process without possessing it. There is a process you are in. But you have not yet possessed. I don't even know, Pastor. Anything that wants to happen, if you have, is a lie. Anything that was to happen will not happen. Today I announce to you, it is swinging in your favor. You didn't say that, amen. I say it is swinging in your favor. It is swinging in your favor. It is swinging in your favor. Every process needs a tireless possessor. Oh, every process needs someone who says, Asodo, at the dawning of the morning, you look at the morning and say, as you have come out, hear me. As you let out your illumination, I send my good news into you. You wake up in the night and then you say, is this transition to morning? Did you not hear weeping will endure for the night? So the highest level of endurance of weeping is now. Because by the time it becomes morning, joy will come. Do not be in a process without possessing. You are on a journey, but yet you are not possessing. Shadaka. They are fighting you, you want to fight back. No, sir. Take out some time and go and possess. Shadaka. There's a boardroom in heaven. Only those who understand times and seasons sit in that meeting. Ah! This is the kind of boardroom Micaiah said I was in. Micaiah said, I see the Lord seated on his throne. Angels this way, angels that way. And he said unto me, and he was asking the angel, who shall go and make sure that Ahab is destroyed? And then he was looking until one spirit came out. A man like you and I was on earth, but was in a boardroom in heaven. His ear was there, people of God, while you are in a process. Be possessed. You may not look like it, but can I pray for you? Whatever you have possessed. I came as a midwife, not as the American one, but as a Guabaladanos. That is what I came here to do. As your amen will thunder, every process that you are in, I stand and I join my hands with your hands in the spirit. I join my faith with your faith in the spirit. As your amen will thunder, possess my fire. I announce it is yours, my fire. 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 Release your three loud amen. Take your seat. Shanna la bara bara kasa. Hele baro kusa. Rende kasa. People of God, as I get ready to tidy up, because my time is gone. Shanna le baro kusa. Hele bara bara kusa. Pastor, can you get the oil and anoint your hands? Anoint those hands. Anoint those hands. Anoint those hands. And bring them out so that I'm about to make a declaration. If these are the words of the Lord, hear me as I hear the Lord. You see those hands, you see those hands, you see those hands you just anointed. This week, as your amen will thunder, those hands were carrying you things this week. You have carried a lot of old things, old cycles, the same old, old, again and again. Hear me as I hear the Lord. You will carry new things this week. Those hands will carry new things this week. Carry them right now. 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 Let your amen rise. Take your seat. And as I get ready to tell you, this was when Mordecai comes to Esther and announces to Esther, do you know what Haman is plotting? Haman is plotting something, and he wants to annihilate all the Jews. This was when he was warning Esther and said, do not even think, if you sit quiet, do not even think that deliverance will not arise for the Jews from another place. And he says, listen, but I want to tell you, you and your father's house will be destroyed. They'll wipe you out. Now, do you know? Mordecai knew the schemes of the enemy. This is my present problem with the present day church. Mordecai knew the schemes of the enemy. But it was only Esther that had the capacity to stop it. Why do we see revelations, bad revelations that still happen? Did you hear what I just said, right? People of God, it is not enough to see the truth. You must possess the capacity to stop it. I've often shared this story many years ago. I was in a church that they kept bringing money, a lot of money. So some of you have heard this story before. Look at the way everybody said yes. So that's the way you have been looking around for my story. Mad people, sacrificing mad. And I usually tell my pastors, and I say, the proof of your anointing is not the stage. We need to find you a mad person. If you can cast out mad spirits, then we can prove to you that you have anointing. So there were mad people coming in day, and they were always. Then there was this mad here. Felicia. Why are you like that? Should have allowed me to call the name. You're calling the name instead. Okay, so I think the video actually went viral. So that's why. So Felicia was a mad person. And then, people of God, Felicia, for some reason, I don't know what I did. I don't know how I did not do it well. Felicia would leave everybody. Then Felicia tormented me. Felicia taunted me. Felicia would come. And I mean, I was probably like maybe 10, 11 or thereabout. I knew the Lord quietly. Thereabout. So I was in Genesis 1. So Genesis was just about that. So, and Felicia would torment. As in, Felicia would leave everybody. She would become last born. Let me say, yeah. Who cracked this story? Stop telling me the story. And I'm telling the story, they are repeating the story before I say it. And it's the last one, dear. Last one, dear. Hey. Hey. Me. That's how demon of madness is calling me. Because it's not Felicia that is calling me. It's demon of madness that is telling me, dear. Ah. They saw my master and they were running away. They are seeing me, they are inviting me. Hell. Until one day my pastor's wife at the time told me, go and pray for Felicia. This one that used to tell me, yeah, is that the person I'm going to pray for? But because I was under instruction, I went. You don't go like you want to go. Go away, from a distance and just be advancing. And Felicia turned to where I am. When she sees me, she receives new energy. She turned. So, to. Yeah. Felicia pursued me around. But whenever my pastor's wife at the time, whenever she came, I understand. Do you know that there was a time, there was a young boy who was sacrificing mad, wildly mad. They couldn't hold him down. And the woman was coming down from Okada. I remember. She was coming down from them. So they were bringing the boy. The boy had gone to the university and developed. And the woman just came down from the back, looked at the boy and said, "You evil spirit, get out." The boy became well. That's how these boys say, God restored them. I'm not telling you what I did. I saw it with my two eyes. And then I went to her. I said, whenever you come, Felicia will run. Whenever I come, Felicia will chase me. I said, what's the difference? And she said, there are ashes on your altar. Ah, the journey of the spirit is a journey of capacity. You cannot use, I pass my neighbor generator to power this house. Some of you, your destiny is like this house, but you are using I pass my neighbor generator. The greater is coming, but it requires capacity. The reason why God has not unveiled your greater is that you don't have capacity to carry it. Till I went back that day and I prayed for several days. I said, God, What is this? That's a woman. And she will speak. And I said, God, help me. Help me. I need to do anything. Let me sit down in church quietly. Because Felicia became the reason when I think about church, I will not go. Because even if I stay where she can't see me, she can sense me in the spirit. But you know when you catch fire. Can a man carry fire in his bosom and it will not burn the person? I knew when fire entered Zadoshia and I went to Felicia. You know the rest of the story as I told it. Shatibala. Do you know that my pastor's wife was anointed, but her anointing could not chase out the demonic spirit? It will make her calm, but Felicia was still mad. God reserved that problem until I grew. There are some issues that have been reserved for your growth. Nobody will chase you, so I'm afraid. But God will say, the day you will become restless, you will break the yoke of your neck. He reserved it for my growth. And I went and grew and came back. And that day, it feels so surreal. I knew something was burning in my spirit. As I met Felicia and gave that loud yell, she fell bang. She woke up sane and sound. We took Felicia to our house. And when I got there, they said, rededicate the house. I rededicated the house. The villagers came out. They sang praises. They praised the Lord and all of that. Mad care becoming sin because of capacity. There are things that have been reserved for your growth. Pastor, I wish I can wish away this problem. The problem is asking you to strengthen your prayer life. Did you hear what I just said? Systems that guarantee the greater. Can you rise on your feet? Would you raise your two hands? If I'm not asking for too much, in 60 seconds, can you just speak in tongues? Can you speak in tongues? Let your amen thunder louder. Today, anoint your forehead again. Let me release the three blessings over your life. Shadibala, this media, show me Esther chapter 6 from verse 11 to 12. Esther chapter 6 from verse 11 to 12. Esther 6, verses 11 to 12. That is, if you move from chapter 2 to chapter 3, yes. I want you to watch this. I want us to read it together. Because it's going to be the first anointing you're going to anoint yourself. Huh? Are we too good to read together? Can we read together? I want to go. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordecai and brought him on horseback through the streets of the city and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor. Verse 12. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hastened to his house, mourning and having his head come. Forget Haman. They put Mordecai on the king's horse, took him round, showed the man who the king wanted to honor. The entire world or nation celebrated him. By verse 12, he returned back to the king. He did not hear his word. That is, after all this celebration, so you are returning back as a gate man. That's a mockery. You mean after seeing the good light, all of a sudden everything will close down in front of you? Let me pray for you. As your amen will thunder from today henceforth, no good news of your life will be seasonal. I announce there will not be seasonal. There will not be seasonal. You will not rise and fall. You will not rise and fall. You will not rise and fall. Let your amen silence the devil. Anoint yourself again. What you are putting on your head is the oil of preference. The oil of preference. Raise your two hands after anointing your head. I don't care how many people that are looking for what you are looking for. I don't care how many people that have lined up for what you have lined up for. As your amen will thunder right now, you shall be preferred amongst them. Over and above them, you will be preferred. Let this run to your children, run to your husband, run to people connected to you right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Let your amen thunder. Anoint yourself for the last time. Karabo Shadaha. And raise your two hands before the Lord. As your amen will thunder. Whatsoever that has spoken a word, that your greater will not come, that your greater will remain a mirage and a dream. Whatever that says, whatever you're looking for, will never happen. At the sound of your amen, I command them, break by fire, break by fire, break by fire. Break by fire! Break! 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 Release yourself aloud, amen!